This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. U.S. President Joe Biden urged world leaders on Friday to join the United States and the European Union in a pledge to cut methane emissions to help build momentum ahead of an international summit on climate change later this year.
Without adequate commitments from every nation in this room, the goal of limiting and warming to 1.5 degrees slips through our hands, and that's a disaster.
Biden held a virtual meeting of the Major Economies Forum in a follow-up to an Earth Day meeting he hosted in April. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told those gathered that the world is on a catastrophic pathway to 2.7 degrees Celsius of heating. Scientists say the world must start to sharply curb emissions soon if it is to meet the most ambitious goal of the Paris Climate Accord, capping the global temperature rise at 1.5 degrees Celsius by the year 2100. Government advisors are debating whether to recommend extra doses of the Pfizer vaccine, a key step toward the Biden administration's plan to dispense COVID-19 booster shots to most Americans. FDA vaccine chief Dr. Peter Marks said there's likely to be intense disagreements over the need for booster shots.
And we strongly encourage all the different viewpoints to be voiced and discussed regarding the data, which is complex and evolving.
In the event of a yes vote, the FDA is expected to quickly approve the boosters for Pfizer shots. The more thorny question of who should get them and when will be debated next week by advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Friday's meeting came as the Delta variant continued to drive U.S. cases and deaths back to levels not seen since last winter. This is VOA News. The United States on Friday paved the way for further sanctions on those involved in the conflict in northern Ethiopia, where thousands have been killed and millions are in need of humanitarian assistance. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said Friday the United States would delay the sanctions if the Ethiopian government and the Tigray People's Liberation Front take meaningful steps to enter into talks without preconditions.
These sanctions are not directed at the people of Ethiopia or Eritrea. They are deliberately calibrated to mitigate undue harm.
The move increases pressure to come to the negotiating table and to bring an end to the fighting and for aid access to the northern region of Tigray, where the fighting began. Google and Apple have removed an app created by allies of imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny as polls opened across Russia for 3 days of voting in a parliamentary election. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Google and Apple have come under pressure in recent weeks, with Russian officials urging them to remove the app, which features smart voting, a project designed by Navalny to promote candidates that are most likely to defeat those backed by the Kremlin. Russia says failure to do this will be interpreted as interference in the election and has threatened them with fines. This weekend's election is widely seen as an important part of President Vladimir Putin's efforts to cement his grip on power ahead of the 2024 presidential election, for which control of the parliament is key. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Security Council has unanimously approved a resolution stressing that Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers need to establish an inclusive government with the full, equal, and meaningful participation of women and upholding human rights. The resolution, drafted by Norway and Estonia, essentially delays a decision by the Security Council on a new mandate for the UN mission known as UNAMA until March 17, 2022. Mona Juul is Norway's ambassador to the UN.
This means that UNAMA will maintain its current broad and flexible mandate, which includes human rights, women, peace and security, and humanitarian assistance.
The resolution ensures that the UN mission can continue to monitor and report on human rights, violations and abuses against children, and to support the full, equal, and meaningful participation of women in all levels of decision-making in Afghanistan. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.